With today's Food Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson, a runner-up for the past 2 years, but this year, USA Today named the Walla Walla Valley as America's Best Wine Region in its 10 Best Readers' Choice Awards. Robert Hansen, Executive Director of the Walla Walla Valley Wine Alliance, says conditions in the valley continue to attract more and more interest.
There's truly an interest. And, you know, we can grow up to 40 different grape varieties here, or are growing over 40 grape varieties here. So, yeah, there's a lot of opportunities for different types of investments.
This year, Hansen says, the pandemic has brought some challenges.
Obviously, tasting room revenues are down due to the fact they had to be closed for a while, and now there's limitations how many people can be in a tasting room or not even being in a tasting room because we're required to have outside tasting in most cases.
But for now, Hansen says, it's back to business.
Right now, the wineries of the valley, both in Oregon and Washington, are open for tasting. Majority is done outside, but it does vary, and we are recommending that tasters make reservations and contact the wineries prior to visiting.
Like everyone else, Hansen says, we've had to think outside the box.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we're being creative. I think the curbside pickup, the really hitting the membership and consumer list at the wineries for shipments when we could ship. Right now, shipping's a little difficult with the weather being a little warm for wine to ship.
Tune in tomorrow for more on Walla Walla, America's best wine region. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And as always, joining us is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, something's bugging me, or actually you, in a good way, kind of.
My favorite part of Fruit Bites is yapping about insects. So we're at harvest, and now's the time to start looking at your fruit to determine your insect pest levels. This will help create a solid plan for next season.
And what type of pest will you see?
San Jose scale. If you see those red spots, flag or mark those trees to come back and delay dormant with a steam and oil. If you see codling moth, mow up any dropped and infested fruit. Try to clear away wood piles and prepare for mating disruption and rotating products for control next year.
Yeah, what about mites?
With mites, you could do a post-harvest spray of a miticide to knock down overwintering females, or be sure to include oil and miticide come spring when those females wake up and start laying eggs.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.